Welcome to the Spin Foil Theory Podcast. This is your host, Taylor B. and the Bagels.
Hello.
Hi. This week, we are diving into the subject, very topical at the moment, of Rasputin. Is he siding with the darkness? I don't know, the Bagels. Do you know?
I don't know. Osiris
Don't
seems to think something's up. That's kind of what I'm
know.
thinking.
I mean, I don't know. I say, I kind of want to Photoshop his face over Abe Simpson and then Rasputin over the cloud as a modern take on Old Man Yells at Cloud, because that's what Rasputin is. It's the only way he's on two
Kind of get that
planets.
feeling, don't you?
Yeah, Old Man Yells at Cloud. That's I'm gonna do that meme. If anyone else makes that meme before me, like, I've recorded it's my idea. And you can still make it and reap all the benefits for your better Photoshop than me, but at least just be like, also water tagged Taylor P. As always, this is a sort of an advanced session podcast, and it's not to say like we'll try to be inc we try to be as inclusive as possible, but we kind of expect the listener to know sort of at least like the broad strokes of the subject we're talking about each week. Would you say that's fair, the Bagels?
That is fair.
Yeah. But if you have any questions, yeah, please feel to at us. We're here to help you through it, and we can give you direction to different resources to help you fill in the blanks that this podcast might leave. Happy to help, but this is not what this recording is. So, yeah, I think that's fair. The Bagels this week, do you want to give the description of the theory and kick us off?
Sure.
Take it
So
away.
last week, we were blessed by a cutscene out of the blue in which Osiris walks into Rasputin's core, in which he promptly yells at Rasputin, generally chastising him for not being determinate on which side Rasputin is on. So it's prompted many discussions on what the purpose of that discussion is. And why Osiris chose now to approach Rasputin with his problems. So basically what we're wondering is if Osiris is there for that purpose, what is Rasputin's motive that is so troubling to Osiris, and what has Osiris seen that is so troubling?
Ultimately, asking the theory that we're discussing this week, is
Exactly.
Rasputin siding with the darkness, or will he, or has he, or like any iteration of that? I'm willing to go future pasty. We can make this like an X-Men thing. Yeah, like I'm totally here for it. But yeah.
So anyway, there's a lore piece that was recently revealed this season, in which Osiris speaks of a vision of a monolith over the city. And in fact, there's a piece of artwork that shows a pyramid, the pyramid darkness ships, parked over the city itself. And the Osiris speaks of the city being devoid of life and its light being drained. And so, my belief is that Osiris is approaching Rasputin as a result of that vision. I would tend to believe that Osiris saw that in his travels in the Sundial while he was searching for Saint 14. Our rescue of Saint 14 basically freed up Osiris to pursue his alternative visions. This one in particular, because this is co concerning Rasputin being a giant war machine. If it aligns itself with the darkness, certainly that would be a cause for alarm for humanity and guardians alike.
Now, the Bagels, quick question. So raising my hand here, does he say doesn't does Osiris say where he saw it? Does he say it was the Infinite Forest, or does he say it was the Sundial?
That's fair.
I
I'd
could
have
have
to go
thought he
back.
said it were the were like I'm a fucking prospector. I thought he said it was the the forest, but that's just me.
So yeah, anyway,
Yeah.
it is a simulation in Infinite Forest. You are correct.
Okay, groovy. So it's the Infinite Forest, number one.
Yes.
So not the sundial, not what he was using to look for
The
saints. So I'm
Saint.
guessing that's like two different pieces of technology. The sundial sounds really like the H.G. Wells time machine, the more I learn about it.
Yeah, that's kind of my
But it only works in planets that have been completely consumed by the Vex.
That could be. I'm not 100% sure about that.
That might be a theory for another day, but like it's only dem it it's only demonstrably used on a planet that has been consumed by the Vex. Let's put it that way. Which maybe we could use it on well no, 'cause Venus isn't completely consumed.
No,
It's just
it's
Mercury. Yeah. How convenient. Okay. So what do you think about this, man? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like the only way Rasputin, in my opinion, could side with the darkness is if the light was about to put out humanity.
And that is a possible condition. So here's multiple thought processes here that I think that Rasputin could use in order to side with the darkness. One,
Ooh.
if sees that Guardians are failing in their ability to fight the darkness, it strikes a pact with the darkness in order to, along with humanity. So humanity itself and Rasputin join the darkness, and basically throw off the blanket that is the Traveler and the Guardians, and so you've got a whole different type of war there.
I
So
mean, I
that's.
gotta. So I want to put this out there. As Rasputin has never done that with beings of light. You know what I mean? Like he's never done that with the Tower. He's never done that with Guardians. He's just allowed us to do stuff. Fair?
Yeah, he's just
I
been,
don't see why he would make a contract with the darkness. Like I don't think that's like a thing that he does.
that's true.
Or at least we haven't
And
seen him do.
that's why I'm saying basically it would be alongside to if we were to join with the darkness, essentially.
Oh,
Basically.
okay. I'm sorry. I should have let you finish because that answered my question. All right, please continue the Beggles.
Rasputin's primary directive is to protect humanity, and in doing so, if humanity sided with the darkness, Rasputin would go alongside with humanity. In which case, we've got a war between humanity and the Guardians, which is a whole rabbit hole right there. In which Osiris obviously is on the side of the Guardians, thus possibly sparking this conversation with Rasputin. So that's one possible condition. Two, I could see Rasputin is almost reverent of the darkness in a couple of lore cards, referring to it as what defeated him. That there's nothing that's done that before. There's nothing that's shown an inkling of having been able to do that before. And so it's possible that Rasputin could, if not outright align with the darkness, he could just basically retreat himself from it and try and do the same thing that he did in the first collapse, the if we want to call it that. So say the darkness
Oh.
comes back in full force, we've got them raining down
Oh
on
yeah,
us again.
if the city goes down, that's totally a collapse. I'm here with you there.
So, and then we've got Rasputin just clap or just retreating back into himself again, and letting humanity pretty much all but die off again. I could see that happening as well, if because there's pretty good evidence of that happening the first time. So I could see either of those scenarios resulting in Osiris getting after Rasputin. That's kind of my thought process anyway.
I can see that. Well, at least I can understand that theory. So for me, I don't think, 'cause so far, with the exception of, well, no, I can say so far. So far, the darkness has seemed to just want to put out humanity. Like all forces of the darkness, and I say that meaning that like not human guardians as a whole being an exception to this. Anytime we see the darkness, interact with anything that is like normal human and is not powered by or channeling the traveler in any way, they generally seem to extinguish that. And so I find it, well, while I'm here to talk about the idea, I just want to preface everything I'm about to say with the with that I'm saying something that is just here to put things out, to like winnow them away, to call them back, I don't think could be something that Rasputin, whose prime directive is to preserve humanity and protect humanity, like keep it existing and persisting, could at least like align himself with. Now, he could let it do something, I think. It's the much stronger argument. He could let the darkness do something to the forces of the traveler and the light.
That
I
does
think.
seem the more likely scenario. I would definitely
Yeah.
agree with that.
So I kind of see that happening, but even then, I don't think that would happen. Like, how can
A
I say
second
this?
time?
Well, no, because he's let the Guardian, our character, and maybe this is like a game mechanic, but like he seems to trust at least one Guardian, because he's let us come in and cull forces of the darkness, the Hive and the Fallen, and I think just those two. I think those are the only two that are like we've like cleared out of his various bunkers and whatnot.
The Vex, kind of.
Well, no,
The
the
Vex,
Vex, the Vex, we
they were
didn't.
kind of lured there by the music, though.
N
That was kind of weird.
no, like on what? On Mars?
No, on Nessus.
On the
There's that adventure
oh,
where
right.
he has the music boxes.
Okay,
That's one of his
he's like little
bunkers.
node boys.
Yep.
I forgot about the node boys. Sorry, node boys. But yeah. Yeah, no, so I forgot about that, but I think my point still stands.
I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I feel like at some point, if he was going to ally himself with any of these, to D1 veterans, air quotes, minions of the darkness, which I don't think they're listed as anymore, but they would be back in the first game. I don't think he's gonna ally himself with one of those. I think he would have done it in at least some capacity by now. I think he's like a third, or he's not a third faction because there's more than three factions, but he's definitely like the humanity faction. And the city is not humanity. The city is the traveler.
Very true. So here's my one thought process there. If humanity itself, if they were to somehow, now I'll say this: the darkness itself, we don't have a whole lot of details on what it actually is. It could be some amorphous power source. What if humanity found a way to tap into said power source as a means to attempt to survive? And how would Rasputin react to that?
Like if humanity started if humanity became like a minion of the darkness, like that type of thing.
Either a minion of the darkness or a powerful entity to rival Guardians
Oh, okay. So
on the dark side.
if things that were once human or what have you became what's the word? A counterpart?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, he would kill them. He's killed
That
Guardians. He would kill them.
that.
He would just put them down if he has to. If they're not messing with humanity, I think they'd be fine. But like, I think if they get into something they shouldn't, or they get into something that could threaten humanity, he just puts them down, 100%.
That's fair.
Not to like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like
No.
swing like for the fences into that. But it just like with the SIVA crisis, some Guardians happened upon it, and he decided that they had to die.
Yeah, and you are correct, and It was kind of on them for breaking into there and
Right?
messing around with stuff that they didn't know what they were
Yo, every yeah,
doing.
everyone acts like the Iron Lords were the assholes in that situation. It was like, no, you're gonna let something out. Like, oh, like no, you shouldn't have put them down. They were good people. Like, okay, like I bet to the the people who were in the House of Devils, all the guys who ran off to like get Siva were good people. Like,
Yeah, no, they had, yeah, they
yeah.
weren't necessarily acting in everybody's best interest. We'll say that much.
Yeah, like they were going after Golden Age tech and they were gonna use it however they wanted. If they could have commanded Siva, they would have done shit with
Yeah.
it. Like, at me. At me if you think otherwise. I am here for it. But yeah, like that's sort of where I'm at with that. If like say in some future game we get some like faction versus faction, which like I feel like that sounds fun on paper. I don't feel like that'd be very fun in practice because you're just gonna have a more popular faction,
True. Yeah,
and then you're gonna get
it's
romper
not
stomped.
practical, just because you'll have one side that is more popular and yeah, they'll destroy
Well, I'll drink to
the
that idea of the bagels because it's entirely
other.
true. Cheers.
But I'm not quite sure what I think Rasputin or Osiris saw something in that simulation. And I honestly don't know what could cause Rasputin to act in a way that so much just set off Osiris? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. It seems pretty clear that he saw something, and it might not even be that Rasputin was aligning with the darkness or staying neutral in a conflict. It could be something else entirely that is acting against Guardian interests. Maybe it's in humanity's interest, but not in Guardian.
You know what I just considered? And I think you kind of touched base on it. What if it's because Rasputin demonstrably doesn't do something? And I say this because if the Vex are simulating something without his intervention, there's probably a good reason for them to bet that he won't intervene.
That's true.
Is that like weirdly worded? You picking up what I'm putting down?
I think so. Or the Vex just don't know how. I mean, we have evidence that the Vex don't know how to simulate
No,
Rasputin again.
but like I All right, so like, I guess maybe this is a theory in and of itself. I would argue that if the Vex can't simulate something, they simulate ways to get around that thing, that obstacle.
Sure.
Which, like, in paths that they can do. And so if they ever, like, detect themselves, like, getting in on whatever the unsimulatable thing is, they just, like, avoid it. Like, that's how they've made it through, like, nearly a millennium of Guardians. So, like, just putting that out there. At me about that too, the internet. I'll talk to you about it. I'll be respectful. I'll love to hear what you have to say. Please do. I would actually really enjoy that. But yeah. I feel like if the Vex come up with a way to where like there's no worry about Rasputin, maybe that's what he's talking about. He's wondering why Rasputin isn't getting involved.
That's entirely possible. Yeah, it's hard to say. Obviously, we're projecting into the future, and with Destiny, that's particularly
Well,
hard to do.
like
But
not to make this like a rabbit hole episode, but I think there's a good argument to be had about if all of the different simulations and stuff like point to one thing, I would say there's like a reason Rasputin might not get involved, but I would say there's also a very strong argument that Rasputin kind of has an invested interest in the Last City because it's the largest single thriving population of humanity. And I mean everybody knows that, like if you're listening through the other episodes and this one, if you jump straight to this one, maybe you didn't know. That I am a firm believer in the idea that Rasputin's prime directives don't change. I don't think he can change them. I think he can only change the level of morality that he can use to achieve that goal. And humanity's survival is his like prime directive. So I think he wouldn't do anything that would leave a tower or the darkness smashing the last city unless like everyone were already evacuated from it.
And I could see that. Rasputin could act in a way, if for whatever reason the last city is a, he could act in a way that protects the remainders of humanity wherever they are.
To where populations can grow again, like that type of thing.
Correct.
You have like a viable genome still, and you can still have humans.
Right. But in that scenario, the tower and the last city are entirely destroyed, and we fulfill Osiris's simulation that he's seen.
Well, it's like I feel like there's also a chance that Osiris is interpreting the simulation. Like, when he jumps us to the end of the timeline with Paraxis, whatever that mine's what name was from the strike.
Oh, what's yeah.
You know who
It's
I mean. That's
I know
the
you're talking about, yeah.
guy from his original DLC. Panoptes, that's who it is.
Panoptes,
Yeah,
you got it.
Panoptes. So, like, you know how he jumps to the end of that and he's like, "Do you see this? This is awful." I feel like his thing is he jumps to like different like futures, and if he finds one, which I'm sure he does in the Vex network that he doesn't like, he goes back in the simulation to see where he can like change the course of events.
Sure. He's trying to find a spot, inflection point where he can actually influence the future timeline
Right.
and see what would prevent that from happening.
So I feel like
Correct.
he might be jumping to conclusions with Rasputin here, because one, they can't simulate him, so he can't know like where he didn't act exactly.
Oh, I agree. It could be
Yeah.
entirely that Osiris something. But the issue is that all timeline, all simulations are converging on this single result. That's the biggest concern. And
Okay.
so he must have some sort of reasoning that Rasputin must be involved or must not get involved. He must be Switzerland in the conflict or something like that. That would result in this disaster.
Well, on, I mean, sorry, to that note, before I think we should give our final calls here, I will say Switzerland is still a great place to bank. So maybe siding with Rasputin is the way that we increase our vault space. That's all I'm putting out there.
You
Maybe
sold
that's
me.
like a faction bonus.
Ooh, I like that idea of faction bonuses.
Ooh, well, factions are coming back too. If I'm looking at the
Faction armor and weapons, not the factions themselves.
How are you gonna do one without the other? What am I, a jerk?
They're gonna have some sort of loot pool that includes them, is what they said
Oh, I
anyway.
hope that falls down. I hope that is. I hope that sucks so hard.
I kind of understand where they're coming from there. It's
How do you not
hard
do
to.
factions?
I know. I really want factions to come back too, but they're trying to spend resources more strategically, I think,
Not,
is.
brother, I'm not saying you gotta do it the same way they did it before, but there's gotta be a way. I mean, I can understand not being able to get the voice actors for Lakshmi back since, well, I mean, I don't know if there's still another season of The Expanse. Well, dude, every
Yeah.
time I see her in The Expanse, I'm just rooting for her character because I know she's Lakshmi and I'm
Right.
future War Cult to the bone. I'm just like, Madam President, you do whatever you have to do. You've seen the future.
Maybe the Expanse and the Destiny universes are one.
I
There's
mean, ooh, ooh.
a
I mean, there is no Traveler. I will say, in the beginning of the
No.
Destiny universe, it was a struggle to get to Mars. In the Expanse, like, yo, there are whole people who are just from Mars. It's all they do is be from there. But anyway, fun tangent. The Bagels, what is your final call? Spinfoil, plausible.
Gonna give
Not
it
gonna happen.
a rating of ambiguousness of 7, plausible.
Seven plausible. All right. I'm
Not
gonna
gonna get
give
that
it.
scale.
I mean, no, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm gonna give this a rating of, I'm gonna say, and like, hear me out here, like 16, not gonna happen. I think in at least like 16 different ways, this is not gonna happen. It's just. For anyone listening who's confused, there is no actual scale. Forget the numbers. Just listen to the end part. We're just having
It's
fun.
like whose line. The points don't matter, and we just make them up.
Yeah. It's probably going to continue to graduate, but just so you're in on the joke from the ground floor, like this is not. Don't please don't be confused by that point. But to round this out, Mr. Manns, do you have any shout outs that you need to shout out?
I'm gonna give a shout out to Bungie this week. I appreciate their director's cut greatly. There's not a whole lot of companies that take the time to put their thought process on paper and explain what's going on in their universe from their perspective. We might not agree with everything they're doing, and I certainly don't necessarily agree with everything, but I can greatly appreciate what they are attempting to do by getting the word out there personally.
Groovy. And do you ever feel like we should take sort of a like a more classical approach as a community? And I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, I'm not calling anything out that anyone's doing. I'm just saying, like, I feel like when, for example, I feel like if your primary entertainment source is something like theater where you actually like know the people who are performing and you can like interact with them very directly, like in real life, not just like at them. I feel like you're way more forgiving and way more understanding about the struggles that they might face or the things that they might be going through in order to entertain you.
True.
And I feel like when everything is so impersonal, which is what I think something that sort of comes with being able to add developers and community managers and what have you, directly, but also anonymously. And without actual connection to them.
Yeah,
I
it's
want to
the
give.
anonymous part that actually
Yeah.
really brings in issues.
Well,
For as
yeah.
great as that is, sometimes the anonymous aspect, it does bring out kind of the worst in people sometimes, unfortunately,
Or,
but
yeah, or just allows them to be their worst selves.
yeah.
I feel like that's where I was going with that is I feel like that's a disconnect. So whenever you like get really mad at this person you don't actually know, you've never interacted with on a human level, and this is just in life, and I don't mean to be like a broad advice giver right now, but I would just say, give him a grain of salt. If it was your buddy, you'd probably cut him a bunch of slack.
Exactly.
So just assume they'd be your buddy, and I think you'll be a lot happier, and your expectations will be like way better managed.
That's my thought process. They're doing their best, and they put a pretty good product out there. And I think most people would agree.
As for me, I really want a hard second, your shout out there, the bagels. And the only other thing I was a good shout out to the Lore Network. You guys are awesome. We love being a part of it. We love that you're hosting our show there. And we look forward to doing more with you guys. You definitely inspired us, so it's kind of like a dream come true. Thank you so much. All right, I think that's all for me. How about you?
I'm good.
All right, well, bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you later.